This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. And we're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Mesaches Nedarim, Nun Daf Samach. We begin on Nun Tes Amud Beis, three lines on the bottom. We're in the sugya, a very, shall we say, a challenging sugya, whether Gidulim or Mevatel the Iker. Whether it began on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, one, two. It's one of the longest sugyas I think I remember learning. Yeah, 2.5 blot. I wish, you know, we could spend more time on it. There's a lot of juice here. There's a lot of meat here. A lot of lumdos here. But the Gemara brought on Nun Zayin Amud Beis a machlokes whether the Gidulim are Mevatel the Iker. It was a Shaila raised by Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama. Some say Ish Kfar Di Yama. Are Gidulim Mevatel the Iker or not? Rav Ami didn't know. They brought it. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, what? Rav Yanai holds that they are Mevatel, as opposed to Rav Yoichanan and Rav Yonason that say they're not Mevatel. So now we're going to analyze Rav Yanai's Shita that the Gidulin are Mevatel the Iker. Says Gemara Gufa, we said before, all the way in the beginning of the Sugya, and Zayin Mabez, Amar Rabbi Chanina Tersa, Amar Rav Yanai, Rav Chanina Tersa, said the name Rav Yanai, but sell Shot Truma Shanatu, an onion of Truma that was planted. The Rabu Gidulav Ali Karai, and the growth was more than the Iker. So what's Halacha Mutter? That's the Shita of Rabbi Yanai, that it's Mutter. Says the Gemara Lememra, the Gidulai Heter Malan Esser. Are you going to say that Gidulin of Heter are Mevatel the Esser? Could you say such a thing? Could Rav Yanai really hold such a thing? Vatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Gidulei Truma, Truma. The Gidulin of Truma are Truma. So obviously they're not Mevatel. You can't say. We see the Gidulim have a... I mean, this is really a riot to the Ran, right? If, do we say they're not Mevatel because they're not... The reason they're not Mevatel is because they're coming out of the Iker and then they take on the din of the Iker. Or are they Mevatel because the Gidulin are Mevatel the Iker? Or do we say the Iker determines the status of the Gidulin? But here we see the latter, that the Iker determines the status of the Gidulin. Vatran Gidulei Truma Truma. So obviously they're not Mevatel the Iker. Says the Gemara, no, B'Gidulei Gidulin Kamrinan. When Rabbi Yanai said that the Gidulin are Mevatel, he doesn't mean the Gidulin are Mevatel, because Gidulei Truma are Truma. But rather, by the way, there's a sefer, just as an aside, there's a sefer called Gidulei Truma. It's written by Rav Azaria Figo. He's the author of Bina La'itim, which is one of the earliest Sifrei Drush. So he wrote a sefer, Gidulei Truma. Anyway, so Gemara says, Gidulei Truma is Truma. But what we're talking about is B'Gidulei Gidulin Kamrinan. We're talking about what grew from what grew. The first Gidulin are Truma. The second Gidulim are not Truma, and they could be Mevatel the Iker. Says Gemara, Hanami Tanina. We also learned Gidule Gidulin Chulin. What grows from what grows is Chulin. So what exactly is Rabbi Yanai teaching? I don't really understand the question, because it's true Gidule Gidulin is Chulin, but how do you know it's Mevatel the Iker? Let's see the Ran. Back on Nun Tes Amud Beis. Gufa Amrav Chanina Tersam Rav Yanei Batzal Shachuma Va'anan Tnan Gidulei Chuma Chuma Amu Gidulei Nimshachon Acharecha V'arhin Kamoisei Ve'ichmalen B'Gidulei Gidulei Kamrin Ki Amrav Yanei Batzal Shachuma Loishe Haya Hu Atzmai. He's not talking about it itself. Ella, right? Loi shahayahu atzmai truma. Ella, Migidulei batzel shel truma. It's not coming from it itself. It's coming from the gidulin are coming from other gidulin. Umishem hachi gidulav dehave gidulin shari umalen. They are mutter, and it's mavatel. I hanami tanina gidulei gidulin chulin. Kolaymar deloy havet shuma. It's not truma. It is tevel. Miu tevel have it. The Ram points out it would be tevel. It would still be tevel. But I don't understand what the Gemara's question is, that the Mishnah says gedule gedulin is chulin. Okay, that might be true, but Rabbi Yannai is teaching that it's mevatel. Says Gemara, hakamash malan, what Rabbi Yannai is teaching me is, afilu bedavar she'en zarekala. Even in something, if the seed itself doesn't disintegrate, still it's mevatel. So what does that mean? What's Rav Yannai teaching? What does that mean, even something even something she'en zarekal, even something that it doesn't disintegrate. The Mishnah is talking about something she'zarekala. So there certainly the gidule gidulin is mevatel, but even in something she'en zarekala, still it's mevatel the ikar. Let's see the Ran. Ran. So Gemara asks on that vatan, but we learned in a Mishnah ha tevel, when it comes to tevel, gidulav mutarin. What grows from it is mutter, bedavar shezare kala, and something that the seeds decompose. Aval davar she'en zare kala, gidule gidule vasur. If it's ain zare kala, then the gidule gidule are usur. So just like by tevel, gidule gidule are usur, by ain zare kala, shouldn't we say the same thing by truma? So that's against Rabbi Yannai, says Gemara, Ribuya derabu gidulin ali karoi mutter kamashalan. You know what Rabbi Yannai is talking about? Avada, the gidule gidulin are asr. But that's a normal case. But if the gidule gidulin are more than the ikar, then it would be mavato. What does that mean? Basically, when we say in the Mishnah by Tevel, Davar Shein Zarekal Gidule Gidule Asurin, that's if they don't really, if they're not more, if they're not the Roiv over the Gidulin. Rabbi Yannai's Chiddush is when it's the Roiv over the Gidulin, then the Gidule Gidulin are Mevatel. Let's see the Ran. Tevel Gidulav Mutarin B'Davar Shein Zarekal. Tevel shehukfa lemaisa, tevel that was established for maisa. What does that mean? It was established for maisa. That means it was something that's chayiv in maisa. At what stage is something chayiv in maisa? Kugun shenis mareach bakri. If it was smoothed out, aser lachom imenu arai. You can't even take a snack. Imzara. Imzaroi gidulav, if gidulav grow, mutar and lachim and arai, you could snack from it. Kozman shali hukfala maisar. So a tevel that was hukfala maisar, the gidulin are mutar, bedavar shazare kala. Something that grew from it, what grew from it was not completed for Meiser, you're allowed to snack from that. You can't snack from the original Tevel because that was set for Meiser. But the Gidulin were not set for Meiser. You could snack from it. Aval davar she'en zaroi kala gidulei gidulin asuren. Something that the seed did not decompose, the growth from what grew is asur. So we're asking on Rav Yannai, lecho mi hen araya, filu koidem oisei meruach, even before you smoothed it out, mibnei oisei teval, shenis marech kvar, because of the original teval that was nikva for meiser, hamur of behem. So certainly we would apply this for truma, b'choshken gidule gidulav shel truma, b'davar shein zarei kala, sha'asurin. Since we're asking by tevel, we say, the gidule gidulav are asur, by ein zarei kala, we should say the same by truma. The answer is no, we're talking about when do we say by tevel, the gidule gidulav are asurin, if they're not more, they're not arrive over the Iker and the original Gidulin. And when Rav Yanai said it's Mevatel, the Gidulei Gidulin are Mevatel, talking about where the Gidulei Gidulin are arrive. Achal davar she'en zarei kala, gidul gidul masurin, lecha mehen arai. I'm sorry. Hachi garsinan hasam delay rabu gidulin ali kare. Hacha de rabu gidulin ali kare. Kalamar ki amrinon gabe tevel de gidulin gidulin asurin. When we say by tevel the gidulin gidulin are asur, mayri bishaloi rabu gidulin gidulin ali kare. It's talking about where the gidulin gidulin were not more numerous than the ikar. Dahainu gidulin. When the growth from what grew was not more than the original gidulin. In other words, when the growth from the growth is not more than the growth, then the growth from the growth will be aser. But when the growth of the growth is more than the growth, then it's mutter and it's mevatel the gidulin. Hadron Allah.
Why is there a question?
Tevel is davar sheish lo matirin. Very good. Zergit. So Rabbi Kivegar asks that kasha in the Golian Hashas. Yeah, on Daf Samach. Rabbi Kivegar says, Kashali habit tevel. Loi shayach the gidulav yibatlu the tevel bekoshuhu. Tevel is aser bekoshu. V'havah kamay nedarim the gidulun asurin. Dein loy bittel. Why? The havah davar sheish matirim. V'hachanami tevel v'tzarich iyun. So Dr. Asu is mechavin to Rabbi Kivegar's kasha in the Goyon Hashas. That how could you ask a kasha from Tevel? Tevel is the most classic case of davar sheish lo matirin because there's a very easy way to rectify it. Why be mevatel it? Just be mafresh. Just be mafresh. The Gemara even said on Daf Nun Ches that it's davar sheish lo matirin. Yeah, good kasha. Good kasha. I hear. Zeir git. Okay, Hadron Allah, Hanoidem and Hayarak. We're going to, this completes the seventh parak. And now in honor of Hanukkah, we do the eighth parak. Unbelievable. Hadron Allah Hanoidar. See, it says on the next page, Shmini. Okay. So now we have interesting, we're no more Gidulin, okay? No more Gidulin for now. We're going to talk about time frames of Nedarim. Okay? What is a day? What does it mean? I ask something for a day. Today or today. What does today mean? I ask it today. That means Toshkia, Tobein Hashmasha, Totseis, till you wake up in the morning, till you wake up the first time in the night, till you wake up the second time in the night. Alois HaShacharts, you know. What does it mean today? Koinom Yayin Shani Toim Hayoim. I aser wine that I'm going to taste today. Eino yaser elad shetechshach. You only aser until it becomes dark. Says the Ran, the Kivan, the Amar Hayoim, Loi Mashmer, Ela Ad Sheyigmar, Oy Sayoim, the Hainu Ad Shetechshach. Until it gets dark, it doesn't mean until the morning. Eino yaser shetechshach. Shabbazu, I aser this Shabbos. Aser b'chol ha-Shabbos. If you say, I aser wine this Shabbos, this week, so you're aser the whole week. Aser b'chol ha-Shabbos. Well, what about Shabbos itself? Is Shabbos part of this week or next week? The Shabbos she'avra, Shabbos is part of this past week, and therefore you're aser in it. So in other words, if you say it on Tuesday, you're aser until Matzah Shabbos. Okay? You might think you're aser until you light candles Friday night. This week. No, Shabbos is included. Chodesh zeh, if I say this month, aser b'chala chodesh. But Rosh Chodesh lahaba, Rosh Chodesh is part of next month. You're not aser Rosh Chodesh. Shana zu, this year, aser b'chala shana, you're aser the whole year. Rosh Hashanah l'aser lavai. Rosh Hashanah is part of next year, you're not aser Rosh Hashanah. Shavua zeh, I say this Shemitah cycle, also Chashvah Yasser, this whole Shemitah cycle, Shviyah Sha'avra. And Shemitah is part of the past year. Shemitah is part of the past year. Shviyah Sha'avra, Shemitah is part of the past year. V'imamar Yom Echad, let's say I say, one day, Shabbos achas, one week, Chodesh achas, one month, Shana achas, one year, Shavu achas, one Shemitah cycle, Aser miyom liyom. Now, it becomes a 24-hour cycle. If I say one day, it's from now, it's from 9:37 on, what's today? Monday? Yeah. From 9:37, Monday, the second night of Hanukkah, until 9:36, Tuesday, the third night of Hanukkah. Or if I say one week, it goes a block of 7 days. 1 month, a block of, I don't know, 29 and a half days. I'm not sure about a month, actually. I made that up, 29 and a half days. Because I just had a pidyon haben shaila. Somebody thought, after many years, 2 decades, somebody said they did the pidyon haben on the wrong day. I said, no, you didn't. He said, he knows for sure they had the pidyon haben Sunday and it should have been Monday. I said, not a chance. I said, who's the rabbi there? And there's no rabbi. I said, who's the kohen? No. I said, first find out who the kohen was. He's not going to remember. He calls the kohen. He asked the kohen, well, he said, look, the kohen says, I don't know what I ate for breakfast this morning, but I remember your pidyon haben. You invited everyone to the restaurant. But I told you we can't do it until nightfall, right? That's always how it is. The Kohen makes sure that it's on the right time. But there's a Shaila, does Pidyon HaBen have to be on the 31st day? Meaning you count the day that you were born and you do the Pidyon HaBen on the 31st day. Or do you need to make sure that 29 days and 12 hours pass? It's Machlokes, okay? But anyway, so I'm not sure about a month over here. Well, I'm not sure how you would do, but it's miyayim liyayim. It's a complete cycle, basically. What a month is, not 100% sure. Let's finish up the Mishnah. Ara Pesach, let's say you say, I'm usher to eat matzah, I don't know, I'm usher to eat pistachio nuts until the Pesach. Does that mean until Pesach starts or until Pesach is over? Ad Pesach osar ad sheyagi, you're also until it arrives. Let's say you say ad sheyehe until it is, meaning until Pesach is, ad sheyetz, and then you're also until it's over. Let's say you say ad lefnei ha Pesach, until before Pesach. Oh no. Do you mean until before the whole Pesach, or maybe you mean until before the third day, or until before the last day, or, you know, what does that mean, until before the Pesach? Ad lifnei ha-Pesach. Rav Meir says, Asur ad sheyagia, until before the Pesach. So Rav Meir says, until your Asur, until it comes, meaning until Pesach starts. Rav Yossi Amar, Asur ad sheyetzer, your Asur until it's over. We'll have to see what exactly that means. Let's see the Ran. Shabbos zu im nadar be'echad b'mei hashavu, if you made a neder, one of the days of the week. Aser b'chol yimei hashavu, you're aser in all the days of the week. V'yayim Shabbos atzmai b'chlal iser shel shavua. Shabbos is included. Shavu sha'avar. D'chia aminon inshi Shabbos zu, when people say this Shabbos, datayu al yimei hachol, your das is on the weekdays, haboim, that are coming. V'yal yom ha'Shabbos. Chodesh ze im nadar be'echad mimei ha'chodesh. If you're menadar on one of the days of the month. Aser b'chol ha'chodesh v'rosh chodesh lahaba. She'in rosh chodesh she'achar yimei ha'chodesh b'meklal. Rosh chodesh after the month is not included. Is not included in the Yisr. Ela lahaba hu nimna. Umutr, it's included in the upcoming time frame. Shana zu aser b'chol ha'shana dahainu ad rosh chodesh tishrei. Avrosh Chodesh Tishrei La'asalav Ben Mechal Yisr Shavu Azeh Shnei Shmita Zu. This Shmita cycle Asar Ad Shishmu Shisha Shanim Shal Shmita V'asar Gam Kein B'Shana Ashviyah Shadina Kila Sha'avar. Fine, that is the Holy Mishnah. Says the Gemara Koinam Yayin Shani Tayim. We said in the Mishnah, if somebody asers the wine that I'm going to taste, he's usher until the night. Amr of Yirmiya, lichshe techshach tsarech she'ela lechacham. Rav Yirmiya said, okay, so when the Mishnah said, koinam yayin shani toim ayoim, you're only usher until the night. Amar Rav Yirmiya, but when the night comes, you need to be matar neder. You hear this? The guy said, I'm usher in Yayin today. Okay, so we say you're only usher today. Once the night comes, once you light the Chanukah Lecht, you could have Yayin, yeah? Yeah, you can, but you have to be matar neder. Now why in the world would you have to be matar neder if the neder was only made until the night? If the neder was not made past the night, why should you have to be matar neder? But Rav Yirmiya says a chiddush, l'chshatechshach, when it turns dark, tzarech she'ela l'chacham. You need to ask a she'ela from a chacham to be matarit. My taima. Why? What's the reasoning of Rav Yirmiya? I'm a Rav Yosef, gezeira hayoim mishum yoim echad. It's a gezeira that we have to ask for hatara when you say hayoim. Why? Lest, in a case where you say Yoim Echad, and we said when you say Yoim Echad, you need Me'es La'es, people are going to say, oh, just like when you say Hayoim, it's Mutter in the night, maybe when you say Yoim Echad, it's also Mutter in the night. But it's not. When you say Yoim Echad, it's not Mutter in the night. Why? Because you need Me'es La'es. So therefore, we require Ataras Nedarim. Okay? Okay. That is Daf Samach Amar Aleph. I don't think I could do tomorrow night. I have to give a shir somewhere. I have to speak somewhere. So either Wednesday night or Thursday night. That's what it looks like right now. Sorry.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.